Welcome everyone to the Seafood Industry Safety Initiative podcast. You're with Eric Perez, your podcast host. Thank you for joining us again. And today we're speaking to a representative of the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, better known to industry as AMSA. Today's guest is also a delegate on the steering committee for the initiative. So can I welcome to the podcast Mr. Michael Drake? How are you, Michael?
I'm well, thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Some of the activities that the initiative will take under its strategic plan involve collaborations with regulators. So how do you see this developing or sort of rolling out over the next 12 to 24 months from your perspective as AMSA?
Oh, well, Eric, we at AMSA acknowledge that there's a number of regulators that have an impact over the fishing industry, be them fisheries regulators, be them AMSA ourselves or work health and safety regulators. So we're developing relationships both at officer levels and higher with each of those regulators to actually start some in-depth discussions about how each of our regulatory frameworks apply to the industry to make sure that we're all working towards the same goal. And we're all doing things that are actually complementary. So, for example, the work health and safety regulators, we at AMSA have established a forum with most of the all the state-based regulators. And just to get an understanding of how each of us is currently working, what materials that we can actually deliver to the industry, and also to make sure that the work we're doing is actually complementary and we're all pulling in the same direction. And what I mean by that is one of the key features is making sure we do things and produce educational material, for example, that is actually easy to be understood by the end users, being the fishing industry, to make sure we're all talking the same language and to make sure that the regulations and the tools that we use are actually appropriate for the circumstances and appropriate for the industry.
Excellent. That's great. Appreciate the detail there. So this, I guess, is some nuance to that first question. So if I can direct you a little bit to the following and see what your views are. So I guess under the plan, there's this need to create partnerships amongst the different groups. So my viewing of that plan is that there'll be partnerships amongst regulators, RTOs, and to really look at workplace health and safety learning needs from our industry perspective. Is that how you see that integrating into this over the next 2 years or so?
Oh, absolutely. So to be frank, we're starting with the regulators and we're also making sure we're dealing with the industry bodies through we're setting up at the moment a more comprehensive regional communication strategy, and we'll start having state-based consultation committees and things like that, so we get a state-based view on things. And we'd absolutely hope that those registered training organisations will be part of that framework, so we can start a lot of these discussions and to make sure that it's an end-to-end process, Eric. So, of course, what the regulations might require, or how we see industry as working, is it needs to start from the grassroots, I guess. And a lot of that comes with the people who are entering the industry or the people who are doing further training. So it's important that we work with both the other WH regulators and the training organisations to get that grassroots, I guess, right from the start. This is how we see the WHS and safety permeating right from the very, not the bottom of the industry, but the newcomers to the industry and the training, and get it right throughout across the fleets there. So a lot of that comes down to clear and consistent messaging, and to make sure that that messaging is delivered in the right manner. And some of that will be through the RTOs, some of that messaging will be through those regional committees that I talk to, and some of it will be about through all of our regulators staff, so be it AMSA marine inspectors or the WHS WorkSafe inspectors and things like that, that go out and see the fishing industry on the ground and on the wharves out there.
That's great, Michael. Thank you for that. So I guess the next element of the first question is this idea about having or developing shared resources for industry and regulators to distribute. I guess that's going to be a component as well.
Oh, 100%. And that's one thing that AMSA's starting with. So we, as I mentioned earlier, we had a forum with all of the state-based work health and safety regulators in October last year. And one of the simple things the message we're trying to get out there to the industry is that, yes, AMSA's got a whole bunch of safety requirements, but at the same time, the WHS laws that apply to every business around Australia, or every workplace, also apply to the fishing industry. So one of our first bits of communication is trying to distill that message out to the industry in a very simple manner that, yes, AMSA's got rules through, and we implement a lot of that through the safety management system requirements. But there's also a bunch of rules and regulations that the work health and safety organisations implement for every workplace in Australia, which also include the fishing industry, that are also applicable to that. And when you look at the national law for domestic vessels, when it was developed, it was always developed with an idea that certain elements will come from other regulators. And those elements, the ones that come to mind straight away, are things like gas cookers and things like that. They're all regulated by the state-based entities. So we complement each other. And one of the important messages is that both sets of rules apply and working the same goal. But to try and develop those communications in a really simple way that can be understood by industry. And that's our goal. That's AMPSA's goal, absolutely, that anything that we develop is developed with the end user in mind. So the actual people who will be out there implementing it on the ground. So we will work with the RTOs, who really have a relationship with most seafarers out there, and so do AMPSA, to make sure that the communications we develop are in a way that is easily understood and basically talking the talk of industry. And that's a really important part for us.
And that helps to segue, I guess, to the last element here about sharing industry and regulator workplace health and safety knowledge with a view to, I guess, in the long term, help to aid in the adoption and reduction of duplication. So this one particularly is going to be important for industry, that we're being heard in this process, because there is some knowledge out there on the ground from those that work in this industry. So that, I'm guessing that's going to form that third underpinning?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the broader government goals, and absolutely it's AMPSA's goal, is to remove duplication. And there are some parts where the other regulators are more skilled and probably have better knowledge of things and more appropriate that they deal with certain aspects. So we also want to share that knowledge too. And AMPSA as a regulator is absolutely willing to learn from both industry and from other regulators of different ways to do it. So our main regulatory tool for this space is a safety management system. And I guess one of the key parts of that is that it's not descriptive in the sense of how people deal with safety risk. The idea is that people actually articulate how they, on their very specific operation, do it. So AMPSA's got an open mind to a certain degree on how things can be done. And that, be that come from industry or another regulator, if there's a better way to do it and there's a safe way to do it, well, that's something that the regulatory frameworks actually are open to be honest. So we share industry knowledge, and as I said, we're willing to learn. Some of those methods will be through those safety committees, but also through our discussions we have at an officer level down on the wharves with different regulators and industry to actually learn. And then we try to distill that amongst our organisation at least, and also through regular communications with the other regulators. So hopefully, yeah, once we see something, we can then make sure that the rest of the agency sees that and we can have that consistent national approach.
So final question, Michael, what do you see as practical targets for seafood industry to aspire to and why?
Unashamedly, I think our goal is to move for fatalities and serious industries to trend towards zero. I think that is attainable. They're basically that fundamental right of everyone who goes to work in the morning should be going home at the end of their shift or the end of their voyage and things like that. And I think that is absolutely an achievable goal. I know there's some way to go in the fishing industry and a lot of industries out there, but if we can't aim for things like that, I think we're in the wrong game. So I think there's been significant improvements in a number of industries out there, and we can absolutely get towards zero fatalities and serious injuries. And we will do that together. It won't be AMPSA getting it. It'll be the industry, the RTOs, AMPSA, the different regulators all pulling in the same direction to achieve those goals. And I do believe it is absolutely attainable.
That was an overview from Michael Drake with regards to the Seafood Industry Safety Initiative. Thank you all for listening, and I'll catch you all on the next podcast.